Gabriela.
Monica, it's not on yet.
Oh, okay. Brandela.
It's not on, Randy.
You're not on yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chemincha, Tati, Terura, Alephet Gimel, Yotat Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Taharenu, No. Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat, Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudka Shin. Barhem Tacharem, Rachame Sidkacha, Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditak Gimel Tassin Kadosh Berov Tufa Nael Adata Et Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zofre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Eiz Haim Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Ta. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. Today's class continues our Principles of Kabbalah classes. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the left column in row 9. It says it's the calendar when the landing page opens up. Scroll down to where it says the handouts. There are two links. The first one is Hebrew Calendar Class 1. And that's where our handout will be today. And if we have time, we will do the second one because it's rather short. Hebrew Calendar Comments. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kut Shabri Fu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimu Kilu Kilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yud Hei Bavav Hei V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu. The Hebrew Calendar, Part 1. Have you ever noticed some days you awaken feeling up to any challenge, and others you feel uninspired to even get out of bed? According to the Kabbalah, this is because the energy in the cosmos supports us in different ways at different times. Some days might be good to further ourselves in business. Others are ripe for meeting new friends or starting great romances. Some days are good for all things, Thankfully, the Kabbalistic calendar gives us foresight into these windows in time to better navigate our lives. Please keep in mind that while the cosmos has one overall frame of energy for a day, within each day there is a cycle that goes through all the possible alternatives. Knowing when the appropriate part of a day has the energy that supports your desired actions is also extremely helpful. Also keep in mind that we do not stop doing what we are doing just because the cosmos does not support it in the best way. But knowing when is the supportive times is helpful. Just don't live your life based upon it. The Hebrew calendar is a useful spiritual tool. Here are the words of Rabbi Bar Sadak on the subject of the health of the world. In Oriental medicine, the doctor can touch one's pulse and learn from it numerous things about the health and illness of the human body. This is tried and true science. Since ancient times, doctors have been taking the human pulse and learning much from it about the human condition and one's medical prognosis. Just like the individual human being has a pulse, so too does the natural world around us. Doctors of the spirit seek to take the pulses of the world. They seek to learn about the health and illness of the world around them. Doctors of the spirit can foresee the world's prognosis, and they can prescribe what is necessary to heal it before the world, like an individual human body, becomes sick and dies, chas v'shalom. Doctors of the spirit speak little and do much. They do not seek fanfare or notoriety. Doctors of the spirit prefer to remain in the foreground, remain unnoticed and undetected. In this way, they remain undisturbed and thus better able to work their medicinal healing skills. Today, which was written in 2012, our world is sick, and it's even more so today, and in need of some serious healing. Yet not all healing is pleasant. Not all medicine is sweet. Indeed, healing is hard and medicine is bitter. But if the body is to survive, then it must follow the required regimen to restore its health. This is true of the individual human body as much as it is true of the body of the whole world. My commentary. Rabbi Bar Sadak is expressing an opinion that many hold. It comes from seeing the world through physical senses. Doctors of the spirit do not use physical sense, except to confirm their spiritual senses. At the time this was being written, the doctors of the spirit saw that the world was following the plan of Hashem. This plan calls for the darkness to be the darkest just prior to the dawn. This darkness is still continuing. But we have a light, which is the year 5774, which was a few years ago, and the verse from Samuel chapter 2, or 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, which calls for peace in the Middle East, to manifest during 5774. And we had another light capable of healing the world in the year of 5779. And there will be others coming forward in the next few years. We continue to scan or read that verse daily to maintain the energy of peace in the Middle East. Please do that, even if you don't attend any classes. Please continue to scan that verse. I'm continuing. Doctors train to learn how to read the pulse to monitor health and illness. Doctors of the spirit train to tune into nature and perceive that which is coming upon the world. Others may use the tools revealed by these spiritual doctors or sages. One of these tools is the Hebrew calendar. Learn to read the world's pulse using the Hebrew calendar tool until you are ready to read the world's pulse directly. I am adding, a first step in reading the world's pulse directly is to start looking for the spiritual cause and the physical effects. Until then, the Hebrew calendar will assist you to see the cause when you learn to use it properly. Continuing, Rabbi Bar Sadok says, stop listening to the wavering words of men. And that's good advice, even today, and especially today. One day they say this, and one day they say that. And in all days, all their talk is nothing but air. And like the wind, their air just blows away and leaves nothing behind. Pay no heed to those who know not the pulse. Feel the pulse of the world. Become sensitive to its subtle nuances. And you too can and will learn the way of spirit. Live in nature, not outside it. In this way will you come to know nature's creator. The creator will guide his creation, and those who monitor the pulse will learn and know what to do, how to do it, and when it all should be done. The rest are secrets. You may, you can, and eventually you will learn from them. From within the pulse. Until then, use the Hebrew calendar to know the pulse of the health of the world. Man created the calendar to measure time. The Hebrew calendar was created by man using Ruach HaKodesh, divine spirit, to do more than measure time. It was created to show us the essence of the cosmos. There are three forms of calendars in the world. One is the Western calendar, which is based on the solar calendar. One is the Muslim calendar, which is based on the lunar or the moon. And the third is the Hebrew calendar, which reconciles the two other calendars. And let me explain. The lunar calendar is more in tune with time, since time is a cycle, and the moon goes through cycles. Yet if one keeps only the lunar cycle, the energy of the cosmos and the energy of the holidays are not in sync. Here is an example. There is a holiday associated with the renewal of the year called Ramadan. In the Muslim calendar, the lunar calendar. It should be celebrated in the spring, yet each year the lunar calendar is 10 days shorter than the solar calendar, and thus the Ramadan holiday moves relative to spring, which is related to the solar calendar. In 3 years, Ramadan is a month out of sync within the spring. In 10 years, it is a season out of sync, 90 days. It only returns to being in sync in 40 years. The solar calendar does not recognize the shorter cycle of the months within a season. The Hebrew calendar reconciles these issues by injecting a leap month 7 times in 19 years. Why is the cycle 19 years? This is the number of Sephirot within a single soul. The woman has 10 Sephirot, which makes her more complete than the man. While a man has 9, and the woman becomes his 10th. And this is why it is a mitzvah for a man to get married, but not necessarily for a woman to get married, although both have this desire to be married. The name Chava, mother of life, has a gematria of 19, connecting us to this cycle of time. Does it take 7 adjusting months called leap months? You know the answer has to do with the same reason that there are 7 days in a week, 7 continents on the earth, 7 seas, 7 notes in music, 7 colors in the rainbow, and many other 7s in nature. It is the number of the lower Sephirot that exists and creates our physical world. The Hebrew calendar is not a tool that measures time. It is a tool that gives one insight into the energy essence of each day, each week, each month, and each year. Unfortunately, this unique aspect of this tool is not widely known. This physical world has been within the control of the nation of Edom for the last 2,500 years. The nation of Edom is the Western world, which is known as the Greek-Roman wisdom. The information of the Hebrew calendar aspect that I mentioned was not known to them, and they developed a time-measuring device which was allowed to be influenced by the Caesars of Julius Caesar, and Augustus Caesar, who added their names to the 10 basic months. These became the months of July and August. Initially, the solar calendar was 10 months of 36 days each, and 5 days of holiday. This class and next one will go through the Hebrew calendar, both as a timekeeping device and an energy explaining device. And this will allow you to choose to use it as both aspects or not. Now let's look at the Hebrew calendar. The first mitzvah given to the children of Israel came out and was given even before leaving Egypt. So it applies to all part of the tikkun. That's an unwritten comment. The wording of this mitzvah is very revealing. In chapter 12 of Exodus, it says in the second verse, "This month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." When one reads this in the Hebrew, it becomes clear that this mitzvah had to be given to the nation prior to leaving Egypt, and probably in the month prior to the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Please notice that the month is not named in the Torah, Nisan. It is called Month Rishon, or the first month. We will discuss the names of the months and their sources below. In order to perform the mitzvah, the people must have a way of counting the days and months until the next first month. Moshe was given, in addition to what is written in the Torah scroll, the system of questions and answers, and a procedure for declaring the new month. In effect, Moses and the children of Israel were given the responsibility to keep the order of time and the energy cycle connected to time in the universe. When the children of Israel declared by Beth Din the court judgments, a new moon, the universe adjusted its cycle to that statement. No, it does not mean that the moon changed course. Since the physical world is an illusion, it did mean that the energy of each day of the year cycled based upon that declaration. In days between the giving of the Torah and the destruction of the Second Temple, the children of Israel had the responsibility to determine the timing of the new moon. They did this through a ritual of questioning witnesses. The witnesses claimed to have seen the new moon arc. They even went so far as to provide a meal for the various witnesses who came, even if they were not the first witness. This was used as an incentive to the witnesses to come back next month and not to think of this action as not important. Actually, the cosmos or the universe adjusted itself to the judgment of the Bet Din, of the court, who determined the timing of the new moon. This is just one example of how the concept of consciousness creates the physical reality. As we learned in classes 5, 6, and 7, which covered binding by striking and teshuvah, the Hebrew calendar is an exact science. As such, the astrological influences occur through the cycles of the stars and planets. Thus, the Hebrew calendar follows the zodiac. The first day of a new zodiac sign is the first day of a Hebrew month. There is no such thing as a cusp, which is the concept of mixing black and white to make gray. The Hebrew calendar is only black, or it is only white. There is no gray. Now you know the secret of the digital age and why the semiconductor works on a binary system. It is either on or off. Now the focus on the Hebrew calendar. This calendar was a calculated calendar today. Actually, that's not quite true, but I will explain it shortly. This came about, the calculated lunar Hebrew calendar, came about as a result of the destruction of the temple. What most people do not know is that on the Shabbat prior to the new moon, as defined by the calendar, an Orthodox minyanim, an Orthodox minyan, they announced the time of the new moon. And that is why this calculated calendar works so well, since the announcing by the minyan causes the cosmos to adjust its cycle to the announcement. And that is the first step in the new moon cycle. This is an unwritten commentary, but I want to make things very clear. In the lunar cycle, if you don't know when the Rosh Chodesh day is in any given month, and you don't unless it's declared by the minyan or the Bet Din, if you don't know it, then you don't know when the Hebrew calendar, when the holiday is. Because the Hebrew calendars generally happen on the 15th day of the month, which is the full moon based on the new moon. If you don't know when the new moon is, you don't know when the full moon is. Oh, yes, you can look in the sky and see the full moon, but that's the illusion. I'm continuing to read. We need to digress slightly to give you some additional information to assist in your understanding of these new moons and the Hebrew calendar. Each Hebrew year has a name that comes from the number of the year. As an example, next year is 5774, and this is expressed in the Hebrew He Tav Shin Ayin Dalet. And in this year, next year is He Tav Shin He Aleph. Usually the first letter of the word is left off, since it represents the sixth millennium and is active for 1,000 years. So normally the word is, next year would be Tav Shin He Aleph. Every aspect of the energy of the year is either revealed by this name or hinted to through the gematria and the noterican, the letter substitution techniques. If you are interested in seeing how that works out, and paste a web address to your browser, you can see the summary for the various years since I started this in 5774, and I will continue it again this year. We will discuss the specific month as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah. Each Hebrew calendar has either 355 days, if it is a regular lunar calendar, or it can have 383, 384, or 385 days in a leap year. These days are divided into weeks of 7 days each. It is also divided into 12 months of 29 days, or 12 months of 30 days, or a combination of 29 or 30 days. In a leap year, there are 13 months of 29 or 30 days. The energy of a day is composed of the following: the energy of the year, the energy of the month, and we learn about the month by its name, and the number of the month. The number of the week in the month, and the year, and the name of the parasha read on the Shabbat for that week. The number and name of the day in the month, and the year. So you see, we have four components to learn about the energy of a particular day, a particular week, a particular month, a particular year. I know this seems complicated, and there are Kabbalistic calendars that summarize the energy into good, bad, and intermediate for those who want a more simple system. I prefer to develop my own energy of the day and make it available to my students. Until the system is automated, feel free to call or email me your questions about your schedules on important days. Many people, this is an aside, this is an unwritten commentary. Many people will write me with questions about, I'm going back to school. What day should I arrive? I'm going on a trip. What day should I arrive? I'm getting married. What day should I schedule my marriage? These and many other questions are asked throughout the year by various people. Some of the major components of the year like this negative 3 weeks that starts this coming Wednesday night, is discussed in the classes, and it's, you're made aware of it from the calendar. But it is important to realize that you can use the energy of the year to support your activities if you know the energy of the universe. I will announce the various periods of time in our classes, and you can always take these handouts and see the overall impact of a period based on the Hebrew date, and then adjust it to the Western calendar. I will show you how to do that at the end of the second class on the calendar tool next week. The names of the Hebrew months in the Torah is the first month, the second month, the third month, and so forth. After the destruction of the first temple, while in Babylonia, the children of Israel were reintroduced to the names of the months that was originally taught to them by Abraham, and which became lost to them during the harsh bondage in Egypt. When the temple was returned, the names were brought back from Babylonia. And here is a short chart showing the number, the names from the Torah, and the names from Abraham, Babylonia. As you can see across the top, the names of the Torah, the month's name from the Torah, the month's names from Abraham, the month's alternative names from the Tanakh, the astrological signs associated with the month. This comes from the Sefer Yetzirah. The Ana B'Koach line that applies to that month. The letter that created the month and the sign, and the letter that created the planet. I'm just going to do a few of these rows so that you see the totality of the tool, the matrix, and can use it for yourselves. I'm not going to go through each month. It would be too time consuming. The first month is Kodesh Rishon, as we heard. It's a mitzvah. It is, the mitzvah is to count the first month of the year for us. It is called Kodesh Rishon. But in Babylonia and from Abraham, it was known as Nisan, which has the name of the energy of a ness, a miracle. There is none alternative name in the Tanakh for Kodesh Rishon. The astrological sign is Tale, which is the lamb or the ram. It's actually, Tale is a feminine word, and so it's considered a lamb. And yet, the first 6 months of the year have some aspect of male, which makes it a ram. But the sign is Aries. The Ana B'Koach line is the third line. The letter that created the month and the sign is the letter He. The letter that created the planet is the letter Dalet, and that is Mars, Ma'adim. Kodesh Sheni is known as the month of Iyar, but it's also, the Torah says, it's the month of Kodesh Zib, the month of light, the month of healing. Its astrological sign is the shore, the bull, the Taurus. It's the fifth line of the Ana B'Koach. The Vav created the month and the sign, and the Pei created the planet Noga, the planet Venus. We'll do one more. The Kodesh Shilishi is the third month. It's known as the month of Sivan. It's known as the Kodesh, the month of the Matan Torah, the gift of the Torah. The astrological sign is Teumim, the twins. It's called Gemini. The sixth sign of the Anabekoach. The letter that created the sign of the month is Zion. The letter that created the planet is Resh. And it created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury. So you can see the material. You can see the tool. It's available to you to utilize. I'm skipping to the bottom of the matrix. Just like each human name, the names of the months include all of the attributes of the months. And the name of the astrological signs include all of those attributes. It is best to start at the shoresh of each month's name and its gematria, as well as the letters that create each month and sign. Next week, we will go into detail for each month and the correction of the people born in that month and the energy in the universe when the month is active. Please keep in mind the beginning of the book of Numbers, which is Bamidbar, or wilderness in the Torah, describes the astrological patterns, which is the monthly patterns in the universe. And we will go over these items next week as well. Are there any questions? We do have time to do the second handout for the month. As I said, it's short. So return to the first opening where it's class 9, and you'll see that the second handout is titled Hebrew Calendar Comments. And we will begin reading on that handout. The Hebrew calendar is a useful spiritual tool. We already read the initial part because I included it in the first as the words of Rabbi Bar Sadak. So please scroll down. The bold line that says, today they do not like what they see. I see that this actually is included in the earlier handout, the one we just read today. So I'm not going to duplicate by reading it again, but I strongly recommend you read it again because it really gives you a framework to understand the matrix, the monthly matrix tool that we just looked at. It's really very important to know the energy of each month, because you will not learn the weekly energy without knowing the monthly energy. But in each month, there's 4 weeks. The first week has the energy of the newness of the month. It has the energy of change. It has the energy of setting goals. The second week has the energy of beginning to implement those goals. The third week is continuing the process of implementing those goals. And the fourth week is the energy of completing those goals. Now, a human being has goals that do not get implemented and manifested in 1 month. Some people have a 40-year life, a 40-year view of their goals. Maybe some 70 years. But ultimately, when you look at your goals and where you are in implementing them, you'll find that this four-week cycle applies to all of them. The energy of the day you're familiar with. The first day of the week is called the Sunday, the day of the sun. That's the Greek calendar. But in the Hebrew calendar, it's Yom Echad, the day one, where all of the energy of unity of all of the 7 days is incorporated in day one. The second day is an energy of separation. That's Monday. That's why we call it Blue Monday. And the third day is the day of Tiferet. The third day is the energy of unity, so that the first day, the day one, becomes separated into day two and then is reunified in day three. And then the cycle tends to duplicate itself the next 3 days, which is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But it does so on a less intense energy. And then the Shabbat, the seventh day, is the day of rest. Understanding these energies helps us know which day of the month, which day of the week is supporting our activities, our goals that we set the first week, and the implementation of the energies. So again, I ask, are there any questions? We have completed our class. I have to ask because I'm trying to reinforce the understanding. It's not a rhetorical question. It's a very important question. Which comes first, the question or the answer? As a student of Kabbalah, you need to know that the answer comes first. It is the cause. The answer wants to be revealed. That's the spirituality. You ask a question because the answer is saying to your higher self, I want to be revealed, so please reveal me. If you didn't get that message, you would never ask that question. Learn this lesson well. we have two more classes today. One is at 4:30, which is a deep Zohar class, and one is at 7 p.m., the essay from the Ari. These times are always West Coast time, so please make the adjustment for yourself. Shalom Gadol. Have much peace and serenity in your life. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.